This is the Wikipedia page for teleportation. Welcome to WikiListen, the podcast where we read Wikipedia pages and provide commentary. I'm Rachel Teichman, LMSW.
And I'm Victor Renato, KSN, reminding you to subscribe or you'll disappear and have to be reconstructed later.
Is that how this works?
Some theories of it are that is how it works.
Have you ever teleported?
What do you think the chances of the answer to this question being yes?
I would say pretty solid.
Pretty solid? Really? Mm-hmm. You think so?
Yep.
Why?
Well, we can't prove that you haven't.
I think that's not true. I think you can prove I haven't.
Can we prove that?
I think that's what we're here to read about.
Okay. Teleportation. Teleporter redirects here. For machines with booms to move loads, see Telescopic Handler. For the album by Pseudo Echo, see Teleporter Album. This section needs additional citations for verification. Please help improve this article by adding citations to reliable sources. Unsourced material may be challenged and removed July 2019. Learn how and when to remove this template message. Teleportation is the hypothetical transfer of matter or energy from one point to another without traversing the physical space between them. It is a common subject in science fiction literature and in other popular culture. Teleportation is often paired with time travel, being that the traveling between the two points takes an unknown period of time, sometimes being immediate. An apport is a similar phenomenon featured in parapsychology and spiritualism.
There is no known physical mechanism that would allow for teleportation. Frequently appearing scientific papers and media articles with the term teleportation typically report on so-called quantum teleportation, a scheme for information transfer which, due to the no communication theorem, still would not allow for faster-than-light communication.
Etymology. The use of the term teleport to describe the hypothetical movement of material objects between one place and another without physically traversing the distance between them has been documented as early as 1878.
American writer Charles Fort is credited with having coined the word teleportation in 1931 to describe the strange disappearances and appearances of anomalies, which he suggested may be connected. As in the earlier usage, he joined the Greek prefix tele, meaning remote, to the root of the Latin verb portare, meaning to carry. Fort's first formal use of the word occurred in the second chapter of his 1931 book, Lo. It's L-O, right? Lo.
Yep, with an exclamation point.
Quote,
"Mostly in this book, I shall specialize upon indications that there exists a transportory force that I shall call teleportation. I shall be accused of having assembled lies, yarns, hoaxes, and superstitions. To some degree, I think so myself. To some degree, I do not. I offer the data."
Yarns.
Yarns.
Cultural references. Fiction. Main article, teleportation in fiction. Teleportation is a common subject in science fiction literature, film, video games, and television. The use of matter transmitters in science fiction originated at least as early as the 19th century. An early example of scientific teleportation as opposed to magical or spiritual teleportation is found in the 1897 novel To Venus in 5 Seconds by Fred T. Jane. Jane's protagonist is transported from a strange machinery containing gazebo on Earth to planet Venus, hence the title.
The earliest recorded story of a matter transmitter was Edward Page Mitchell's The Man Without a Body in 1877.
Wiki listeners, you can support us while teleporting yourself by listening to this message.
Thank you for listening to that message, Wiki listeners. We really appreciate it. And we made it to the other side unscathed and without using any physical space.
That's true. I mean, as we record this, we're not in the same physical location, so we're transporting ourselves to each other right now.
Sure, audio-wise at least, and video.
Quantum teleportation. Main article, quantum teleportation. Quantum teleportation is distinct from regular teleportation as it does not transfer matter from one place to another, but rather transmits the information necessary to prepare a microscopic target system in the same quantum state as the source system. The scheme was named quantum teleportation because certain properties of the source system are recreated in the target system without any apparent quantum information carrier propagating between the two.
In many cases, such as normal matter at room temperature, the exact quantum state of a system is irrelevant for any practical purpose because it fluctuates rapidly anyway. It decoheres, and the necessary information to recreate the system is classical. In those cases, quantum teleportation may be replaced by the simple transmission of classical information, such as radio communication.
In 1993, Bennett et al. Proposed that a quantum state of a particle could be transferred to another distant particle without moving the two particles at all. This is called quantum state teleportation. There are many following theoretical and experimental papers published. Researchers believe that quantum teleportation is the foundation of quantum calculation and quantum communication. Citation needed.
In 2008, M. Hadda proposed that it may be possible to teleport energy by exploiting quantum energy fluctuations of an entangled vacuum state of a quantum field. There are some papers published, but no experimental verification. Citation needed.
In 2014, researcher Ronald Hansen and colleagues from the Technical University Delft in the Netherlands demonstrated the teleportation of information between two entangled quantum bits 3 meters apart.
In 2016, Y. Wei showed that in a generalization of quantum mechanics, particles themselves could teleport from one place to another. This is called particle teleportation. With this concept, superconductivity can be viewed as the teleportation of some electrons in the superconductor and superfluidity as the teleportation of some of the atoms in the cellular tube. This effect is not predicted to occur in standard quantum mechanics.
Philosophy. Philosopher Derek Parfit used teleportation in his teletransportation paradox.
That's a weird way to end. That's kind of a cliffhanger.
It is kind of, and also I did not understand any of the quantum teleportation section.
Well, I wouldn't try and explain it to you.
Yeah, you're not going to try to explain anything quantum to me?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not an expert on it. I'm not the guy to really delve into it.
Oh, so you're saying you're not an expert?
Correct.
Ah, I see how it is.
I am. I'm not an expert on quantum mechanics. If I were going to try to explain at least what I know of it, it's basically, imagine that...
You're doing it anyway.
Well, I'm going to try to. I'm going to try to explain it.
All right.
Do you not want me to try?
No, it's okay. Do it.
I'm trying to explain what I know from my point of view, but from what I heard, I think they separate quantum particles and then those particles can have like some of the same qualities. And if you do one thing to one particle, the particle that is far away will mimic it. And it doesn't matter how far away they are from each other or something like that. I don't know exactly how it works, obviously, but I don't know.
Wiki listeners out there who are experts in this, please reach out. We'd love to hear from you.
Yeah, it's worth a read. I want to go back and read more about quantum teleportation because it's really interesting.
This has been the Wikipedia page for teleportation. Thanks for listening to WikiListen. You can find us at wikilisten.com and on all social media and on TikTok at WikiListen, except for Twitter, which is at wiki_listen. Don't forget to smash that subscribe button with your teleportation abilities.
If there's a particular Wikipedia page you'd like us to read, please let us know. We'll read it.